Cool. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that signals the start of the show. Welcome to Twin Cities Double Up, a podcast so nice you're going to want to listen to it twice. Oh, yeah. I am here again. 2 days in a row. With Money Miguel.
That's right, the future of professional wrestling right here.
The future of and you backed it up tonight, didn't you?
Oh, I sure did. I beat not only one, but two former champions tonight.
You made that promise before you entered the ring.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, I got to do some commentary on the show. It was a lot of fun, but the first thing we noticed when you came out, this was not the Miguel we saw at the beginning of the year.
No, not at all.
What has changed?
New attitude, new Miguel. I'm sick of being everybody's favorite. I'm sick of being the new kid on the block. No, I'm showing everybody that I have a new fire behind me, and that's what I demonstrated tonight.
And you did tonight with Rampage. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's oohs and ahs. You always see when Rampage comes out, the crowd really goes for him. But there was a different energy during this one.
Yeah, it was.
People were kind of torn between which one do I go, mentor or mentee.
Yeah, I mean, that's my tag team partner, 2 3 1/2, me, Rampage, Santana, and JDX. And tonight, I wasn't going in as the same Miguel as normal. I had to come in as a fight. This was a fight. This was a war. And I came in, and I came out victorious.
Well, I think you proved something tonight as well. That was the beauty of the whole thing. Even Rampage walked away with a little different look in his eyes.
Yes.
So what are we looking forward to in the future with the tag team? You still guys going on or what?
Oh, of course. We're winning. We fought it out, and we're going to go eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Beautiful. Of course. You should. Well, family sticks together, right? Brothers
always
fight. That's
always
all right. You know, there's a pecking order.
Hey, things happen.
Right. You know, honestly, the people I fight with in my life are the only ones, they're the ones I love, right?
Yeah.
You don't fight with people you hate.
Nah.
Well, it was a heck of a night. It was awesome. We had a lot of fun last night. I got to have you on the show. We did some commentary. We'll drop some clips on that. I think probably one of the most memorable things last night was the bag incident, correct?
Oh, yeah.
There was a little bit of a mishap with someone took the camera bag. Did you see? It was literally at the table next to us.
It was right next to us, and then I turned my head, I looked back, and it was gone.
It was gone, right? Yeah. Okay, and then it's in the ring, and someone's saying, who's missing a bag? And I raised my hand, and nobody believed me. But we'll play the sound bite now.
You see these new Icarus shirts?
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty sick. We're going to have to bust them out a little bit. They're going hot.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You're going to have to see that. I'm so excited for that fight. Yeah. I think we're going to commentate on that one.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to do the championship. Or who's he fighting? Is he fighting Arsenal?
It might be.
No. If it's Icarus and Arsenal, dude, we're filming and we're, that's the one I'm going to push for again on TV. We need to get that. That's mine!
A lost
grandpa,
case.
That's mine. No, it literally is. So they're holding up this purse right now. It's actually my camera case. So I'm going to have to go grab that later. Hey, Tony, do you want to go grab that pink case? It's mine. It is. It's my camera case. It's my camera case. I'm going to go grab it. It is. Why are people not believing this?
Another match started up.
All right. Another match coming through. I'm gonna go prove to the world right now that this is my camera case.
What was that?
Oh, that weed table better not take it.
The best part is I think it has like memory cards with my name and writing in there, so I can prove it instantly.
Sorry, people. They just made an announcement if you didn't hear that somebody lost their purse, this pink purse. But it's my camera bag that they picked up. I don't know why. They moved it further away from me.
They did.
And nobody believes me. It's mine.
It's all the way on the other side of the room.
It's unbelievable. And I'm sitting here and I can't leave the podcast, but someone's got to go film it soon. I asked Tony to grab it. He thought I was kidding too. Hey, Carter. Carter. Carter!
My throat's
I gotta get his attention. Holy crap.
A hot start.
Oh man, a fight
starts. Suicide dive.
All right. I didn't see this.
still hiding my camera bag. All right, back to the podcast. Man, this is going to be a beautiful saga. Who's the youngest guy with like a contract in WWE or TNA or any of that stuff right now, I think?
I think it might be Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, sure. How old is he?
Ooh, I think he's like 23.
Okay. Really?
Okay.
There's no one. Okay. Got no LeBron signed out of college?
Yet. If only there was a young superstar in our presence.
I know. I wonder who that could be. Ha!
You know what to say. More money, more problems.
We're going to bring it back.
Gosh, we're going to bring it back.
I think I'm going to make you a more money, more problems shirt tonight.
I might need to make a shirt really quick.
When I'm working tonight in the studio or in the garage, the only problem I found out is if you use spray paint to make a shirt, you know what the shirt smells like? It smells like spray paint. Really bad. And then if you put that shirt in the car, do you know what the car smells like?
The car smells like spray paint.
And when you borrow your mom's car for the day and you do all of those things, well, you just don't go home.
Ooh, another pin.
You just leave the family.
Oh.
I really hope the mics are picking up some of these chops because they are loud.
Wow.
TJ has the slowest freaking count.
He does. I thought it was over.
I did too. His hand does a whole lot of gymnastics in the air. Watch it. It's a little flip before he hits the ground. It's Eddie.
See,
millisecond.
That's gymnastics right there. I bet you he started when he was 5 years old.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no wonder he's such a pile of crap. Gosh. No. I do like TJ. He's really cool. The reffing is a cool aspect of this, I'm learning, right?
Yeah,
and I definitely will at some point.
Yeah. I did my fair share of refereeing.
Have you done some guest spots?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Nice spear to the gut.
Zayke's up there.
Oh, wow.
A nice cannonball in the corner.
That's a cannon, okay. See, this is why I need more commentating out here. They teach me all these moves.
Oh, another pin. Oh, I thought it was over.
I think my purse is gone.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gonna be a mystery tonight. Oh, that's the weed table who took it.
Somebody got a nice little pink camera purse.
Can I have my memory cards back out of it? I don't care about that. What a saga. Well,
I'm calling out right now. Somebody did steal it. This is live. A crime is committed on here.
I think they should take us on in the ring right now.
That's right. And because I have you sitting there.
Camera purse on the pole.
Money Miguel's going to beat the living snot out of whoever took it.
Oh, yeah. More money, more power.
More money, more problems. Gymnastics. All right. See that finishes fight. Yeah, definitely both relying on their power on this one. Really working it.
Nice up and
that
over.
Was a nice one. See him do it. Oh, what a fake out!
A fake out.
That was a good move.
Wow.
I haven't seen that. Man, Zayke played
nice
it perfectly. Wow. Oh, I wish we had that on film. That was a good one. Jeez.
We call that the Atlas Bomb.
Is that what that is?
Yes,
I can see it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
we saw that
over.
Coming. There we go.
It's over.
All right.
Yeah, that was a fun match.
That was a good match. Sorry, we're staying on.
Oh, yeah,
I gotta watch this. I
this
think
match
actually,
be good.
I'm gonna turn the camera.
Yes.
As handsome and cool as we are.
Yeah, we gotta get this match.
When you get footage, how do you want that centered, right?
That's
tough. I feel like I always pick the spots like in a bonfire. We pick the spot where the smoke is.
Yeah.
I pick the spot where the ref is. Every time, we're the camera guy. I can't tell them to move because they're getting way better footage than I have been paid to be here. And
yeah.
a part of the show. I'm just an idiot who doesn't support it.
God, rest.
Look at this guy. You went full face paint.
The king of the dead.
Ooh. This match should be good.
Oh, this is well done. This is Ledger and Bobby's in it too, right? It's Bobby Power and I didn't know what. I did not know Jack Ledger and Bobby were brothers.
I didn't either.
Did you know that? I found that out. I said, man, those guys do a lot together. They must be, and then someone goes, yeah, it's because they're brothers. I mean, maybe should have figured. They had a lot of videos of them as kids. They're just really good friends. Oh, Icarus is busting out the new shirt.
That's a great shirt right there.
It is. And for those of you wondering, I was the one who delivered them to the show. So, I just want people to know. We probably won't even have the show. Look at Bobby. Oh my gosh. Just to be a dick to my kid one time, I had Bobby autograph him shirtless picture of himself.
No,
just all muscle now. It's the stutter. It's a tattoo from
He's a great wrestler. I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, he got a haircut. I'll be honest, I liked his longer hair. I'm not used to this.
It's a nice weird change.
Oh, jeez, that was a good kick. I don't know what you can hear. It's a good slap. He's got him. He's got him. Looked like it took a little hit to the shoulder.
Looked like a vertebrae.
Wow. Icarus.
Oh,
good. Jeez, nice flying lariat now. Did you stuck on the lariat?
Oh, he stole the lead.
Icarus!
He stole the lead.
Does this mean Icarus is getting a title shot?
Oh, man.
Is Icarus getting a title shot?
I feel a new champion coming on.
I think this just made my night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad we didn't stop when we did. Yes! Yeah. All right, people. Icarus Alexander's on a warpath now. We're going to see him with a belt. Oh, I love this. Oh, I got a lot to look forward to. And once he gets that belt money, I expect him to rip it from his King of the Dead hands.
Big things coming his way.
Oh, yeah. He loves talking. There's one guy who loves talking to Garrett. It's Richard Icarus. Shoot. I should get him over here. Pretty good art. Yeah, he'll do it. I just got to catch eyes with him when he's walking the ring. If I give him a signal, slow him. Okay, you just got to get me.
I'm here.
With
the man, the myth,
the king of the dead.
Yeah.
Icarus Alexander.
Yeah.
Coming hot
off a fresh win.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling, buddy?
Good. Yeah? Good. So last time I came on here, I left a message. I think I'm going to leave another one.
Uh-oh.
Because quite frankly, now my sights are set on everything and anything that has to do with the main event. So listen here. I told you, tactical advantage. I did that. And did I take a tactical advantage tonight? Oh, yes, I did. I noticed that one guy was distracted with another and took his goddamn head off. So here's the deal. Now that I have this, the one and only accomplishment I've had in the last 2 years, let me tell you something. Aaron, I just earned a title shot. If you win tonight, I hope you know you're facing me face to face, so I can give you a reminder of exactly what you tried to escape back in the summer. Your friends aren't here, but I am. Your friends aren't here. Tate is. Tate Mayfair is one of the best wrestlers in the world from the UK. He's here. You better hold that title tight, because everybody is gunning for your bitch ass. And mark my words, next month, I'm coming for that strap.
I would not want to be here in Arsenal right now, I'll tell you that much.
Also, just want to put this out there. taking this trophy somewhere special. So if you want to, go find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter, find me on TikTok. I'm taking this somewhere special to someone special.
Wow. All right. You heard it, people. We're going to have to follow along with that story and find where this trophy's going. That sounds like a good time. And just as he always does, Icarus Alexander walks off stage with no notice. He's out. Okay, we lost him again. That was, again, Icarus Alexander coming hot off a big win. We'll come back next year. Yeah, a lot of fun there. And, you know, we got a little taste of young Miguel's history.
Yes.
You going to go home and do some gymnastics?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do some gymnastics.
Yeah.
I started
that
when
all
I was
about?
5 years old.
Come you cannot shut up about that last night.
Hey, we might have to put that on a shirt.
You know who I know had to have done gymnastics?
Who was that?
A guy you were in the ring with, not Rampage, Jerry.
Ooh, yeah, very flexible.
He is the most flexible human I've ever seen.
Yes, indeed. He probably did
gymnastics. I don't think he is.
When he was 5.
Maybe 4.
Maybe 4.
No, I was going to say, I don't know if he is human. If I were to pick one person here, like Men in Black style, who's actually been an alien the whole time.
Yeah.
Right? You'd go Jerry.
Oh, have to.
Or probably not, because it's way too obvious with him.
Yeah.
I'd go Virk. I'm just saying, because he's standing right there.
With that mullet.
And he pulls it off. Nice. They made a comeback. Mullet. Do you know I had a mullet when I was in kindergarten and first grade? So bear in mind, that was 30 years ago, right? So they made their cycle, but it was hideous. Actually, you know what? I've got some footage going. I'm gonna send a little clip up. I'm going to send that to you.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. When I post that, did you know I actually did an interview with your siblings before this?
Oh, no. I had no clue.
Oh, my gosh. So we are going to have a bonus episode coming out, something we've never done before. We're going to do a kids show starring Aaliyah and Jules. They were hilarious. You know what? I do have to ask you about Aaliyah.
Okay.
I couldn't get a straight answer out of her.
She's very undecisive.
Well, not just that. Was she 3? Was she 4? Was her name Aaliyah? Was her name me?
Hey.
She couldn't pick. She was all over. Is that what it's like living with her?
Yes, it is. She's very undecisive. One day she's Aaliyah, next day she's me.
Well, you know what? I'm sure she gets that from someone, because I don't know if we were seeing money.
Yeah, I think she got it from a special someone who did gymnastics when they were 5.
Then friend, then they're 5. Okay, speaking of gymnastics, boy. We've been working on a new catchphrase for you. We talked a little bit about it last night. We're taking it back. Should we do a quick plug for that right now? Because I think it's going to work.
We sure should.
We've been figuring it out, right? And again, we don't want to align ourselves with someone.
Yeah.
But we found the solution. Drop the S.
We have a brand new catchphrase, the best catchphrase in the business.
Mm-hmm.
More money, more problem. And I'm
more
the problem.
Money, more problem.
Yes, indeed.
Right? There's only one problem.
And that's me.
Right there.
I showed everybody tonight why I am the problem. I go in there, I do my business, and I come out victorious.
So what's next for you? What do you have ahead of you? Let's lay it out. Let's tell people where they can start watching you, because you're not done yet for the year, are you?
Oh, absolutely not. You can watch me next weekend in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Black Friday at the Black Friday Brawl for Legacy Pro Wrestling. I will take on... You know what? I'll leave a little treat for you.
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you who I'm taking on. You'll have to come to the show and figure out yourself. And then after that, in January 25th in the Big Apple Pub Grill, I face by far one of the best indie professional wrestlers of all time, Danhausen.
Wow.
It'll be me, Rampage Santana, and JDX versus Danhausen and two opponents of his choice.
Unbelievable. That's going to be a match you don't want to witch. And you know what? Luckily, I'm 99% sure Twin Cities Double Up and Bully Brand are already a part of that show. So we'll be there for that.
Oh, yeah.
I smell another interview coming before that, possibly after. We're definitely going to be pushing down. That's one you do not want to miss in January at Big Apple. And you got a little bit of a start last time you were there, right?
Oh, yeah. We had to show the people exactly who Money Miguel is. And I showed that last time I was there.
You did, right? And nobody saw it coming, but you got to go out with JDX.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that ended up, I know I'm biased, but that was the match of the night, right?
Oh, of course. Every time Money Miguel wrestles, he has the highlight of the night, because he is the human highlight reel.
Amen and amen. My next question for you right now, though, unfortunately, is how far of a drive do you have ahead of you from here?
Ooh, I have to drive 6 hours away.
And you're doing that after the match tonight?
Yes, right after.
So this guy
just wrestled. He's going to hop in the car, do a six-hour drive there. And this is a typical weekend for you.
Oh, yeah, of course. After this, I go to school tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock p.m.
You are the A.M. Well, you should probably go to more school. But you're the only guy who leaves a ring and is like, hey, I got to go home and do homework. Right? That's something. Yeah. That's why I have you on here. That's what we're pushing really hard. People don't realize that, well, one, this kid actually does do homework.
Oh, yeah.
When I had his siblings on, I tried to find dirt on you. I'm sorry, but I wanted to find something you did wrong, and yeah. I pushed. First question I asked, does he make his bed? Instantly, oh, yeah.
No, I do not.
Was that a lie? That was Aaliyah who said it.
That was a lie.
I should have known. She was flip-flopping the whole podcast.
I make it to a certain extent. It is not neat.
Okay. Well, so here's the thing. I'm a big proponent of, and I feel like I was doing it before Jordan Peterson then, but making your bed in the morning is a way to really take control of your life.
Yes.
And so I was so impressed that as a dang 15-year-old kid, you already figured that thing out. But,
oh, yeah.
But evidently, that was all one big lie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got Rampage Santana walking over here. Hey, yeah. Rampage. You want to jump on? You want to get a microphone? You want to say hi? Oh, look at this. We got Well, we want you on the microphone. It's a podcast, man. I don't care what you look like. And he's gone. Just like
gone,
that.
Just like that.
He has no words. That's probably why. I'm a little worried you might take him down again.
He's probably still feeling the effects of what happened to him earlier
tonight. Well, one thing I want to talk about was that hardcore match tonight.
Yes.
What did you think about that?
That hardcore match was wild.
I think that may have been the most hardcore match I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of blood, a lot of thumbtacks, a lot of chairs,
well,
a lot
the
of
two guys they chose, Icarus Alexander and Jason Rage, are by far the most insane around here right now.
Most definitely. Two of the most brutal guys.
I couldn't tell if they liked inflicting the pain or receiving it more the entire match. Did you see the smiles?
Yeah, they were smiling a lot.
It was
like
insane.
They liked the pain.
That's just it. I feel like every time one took a hit, they got twice as strong and came back with the fury. And I don't know. Well, luckily you got to wrestle before that. I was going to ask, how much blood was in the ring for that last match?
It left me speechless. I had nothing to say.
Yeah.
Nothing
Rager took a ring to the forehead that split him open right away. And then he responded with a barbed wire wrapped crutch to the head.
Insane.
And I don't know, man, he went hard right away by throwing the shirt right in Emily's face. I was shocked he did that.
Yeah.
More shocked Icarus didn't jump out of the ring then and there, because that guy's got to reach. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? That guy can go coast to coast.
Oh, yeah, he can.
He's got I mean, that guy is like a pterodactyl. And he's got wings on his back. That's why. Well, good for him. Unbelievable. Yeah, great night of wrestling at Mount Tucky 3. We're already got stuff in the works for Mount Tucky 4.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start that, and I have a feeling that somebody has to come back and continue to prove himself. Is that correct?
I wonder who that person might be.
I don't know. But hopefully it's you.
Oh, it might be me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It may be a certain somebody who started gymnastics when they were 5.
We got to get a gymnastics sponsor out of here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We only did it for 2 years. What are you going to do?
Hey, come on.
Are you
going
to jump back in?
Oh, I might have to jump back in.
Okay. You should go in as like a ringer and be like, oh, what's this sport? I've never tried this before. And then they're going to be like, liar, you did it when you were 5, didn't you? Yeah, I'll call you out on that crap already. All right, Money Miguel, we got a bunch of footage we want to drop from last night's match, different commentating we did. You've had a long night tonight, so I'm not going to keep you on this too long. We got some other bonus footage we're going to push out this week. I want to start doing some videos with you. People, you need to know who Money Miguel is, right? Money Miguel, I'm going to give you the floor in a second or two. I want you just to tell the world who you are, what we have in store for the future, and make sure that after this podcast goes out, there's no doubt who the flip Money Miguel is.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I am the future of professional wrestling. I am all Money Miguel. Not to mention, I only started wrestling less than a year ago, and I'm already the future of professional wrestling. I'm 4-7-7, the best in the world. And if you're not familiar, you very much so will be.
It's true. He's got the stats to back it up. You can look it up. You are 477th ranked wrestler at the age of 15, people, at the age of 15. So mark my words, 10 years from now, you're going to be tuning back into this episode of Twin Cities Double Up with your friends saying, hey, look at this gem I found. Young Money Miguel, after he beat Rampage Santana and began his path to the, world championship title?
This is the beginning of Money Miguel, the belt collector. I will collect all the belts, all over town.
Well, the bigger of that is Twin Cities Double Up vows to be following Miguel the whole year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? As I'm training in the ring, as I'm going through my stuff, I've already asked this guy if he's going to help me out, give me some advice. Because why not go for the best, right? If I'm going to get some training, dude, I'm going for Money Miguel.
You have to go to the best of the best. You have to go to the future of professional wrestling to get the best training possible.
That's right. That's right. And you know what the best part about it? If it doesn't work out for me, I just hitch myself to this cash cow.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all money all day.
All day.
And I got money on my mind.
All day.
And it's more money, more problem.
Oh, yeah.
What else did we have?
We have a list of stuff.
We're working, people. You're going to see so much Miguel content coming your way this year. I cannot wait. Money Miguel, thank you as always, man. I love having you on the show. Love your family. I wish you guys nothing but luck.
Thank you.
And, man, we're going to be talking to you soon.
Of course.
Take it easy, brother.
Thank you.
Peace.